This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hello and welcome to the Torah Broadcasting System of Kol HaLashon. Please enter your ID code. Please enter your password. Hello, Rav Moshe Meir White. To record, press 1. To listen, press 2. Choose the topic of the shiur that you are about to deliver. For a shiur topic, you have chosen to record into Kalim.
Rav Moshe Meir White, Shiurim and Mishnah Yoimis.
Cycle 2. At the tone, please record a title for this year, and at the end, press 5. At the end of this year, you can press 99 to correct the title.
Mishnah Yoimis, Sechtes Kalim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis.
You are being transferred to standby till the start of this year. When you're ready to... You are now being transferred to broadcast. To end, hang up.
Okay, welcome everyone. Thank you for coming out in the not such easy weather and making our minyan. We are sponsored by the Fisher family, Linish Mispasi Bas Rabbit Shlomo Ben Avraham Alevi, Pearl Bas Ruvain. Also, Lila Nishmas, David Ben Chaim, Lefusha Leimifel, Yom Moshe Ben Chai Sara, Yaakov Ben Basileh, for the Schus of Avram Yom Benish Ben Malk Yudis and family, by Yol Klugman and family, Lefusha Leimifel, Victor Ayyub Ben Rifkin, Bas Chai Sara, Yitz Ben Tzim and Dusha, Rifka Bas Shirelea, Chana Bas Shashbina, Dvar Bas Shashbina, Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fadl, Meir Ben Chai Sara, they should have Lefusha Leimah, Besek Shecha Yisrael. So now, Mishnah Aleph in the fourth parak, now we're talking about broken kelim. So acheres, an earthenware vessel, it's broken. She'eni yochel lamay mipnei oznai. Now, as it is in its half state, the handle makes it lean and fall because it's heavy, so it makes it fall. Or show you by chidud, or there's a sharp part on the bottom, v'achibud chidud machriyay, and the sharp part on the bottom doesn't let it sit solidly, tar. That's tar, because like we said, if the keli can't sit normally, it's tar. Nidla oizen, if let's say you remove the handle, so now it doesn't have that heaviness to make it fall down, nishbar achidud, or if the sharp piece broke off, so tar. The Rabbanan say tar, and here the Rav says a sweeping statement. The clay cheres came in shetar, sha'achas, clay cheres, once it's tar, sha'achas, shubain like tumma lo'ilam. It doesn't get tumma afterwards. Rabbi Yehuda matami. Rabbi Yehuda says now that it could sit, it's tummy. Chavya shenifchasa, if let's say a barrel, the bottom breaks. However, if you lie it on its side, it could still be mekabel liquids. V'mekabelus al dafano seha. Oy shenech leka kemin shtei arevis. Or let's say this barrel that's split in half, and now it's like two troughs which you could lay on its side, and it could accept liquid. Rabbi Yehuda matar. Rabbi Yehuda says it's tar. While the chacham matam, the chacham say it's tameh. Chavyas shenisro aha, a barrel that became weakened, it has cracks. Ve'eni yecholi taltel b'chatzi kav gregris, and if you fill it up with a half a kav of dried figs, which is enough for a meal, it'll break. Tahira, so therefore it doesn't have a shame. Keli, and it's tar. Giz Derashin Yisro'ah, a broken piece that got weak. Ve'ena mekabelis mashkin, and it can't be mekabel liquids the way it is. Afal pishin mekabelis ochelin, even though it could hold food. Tahira. Why? Because if a barrel has a little hole, you could put a piece, a fragment there to catch what comes out of that little hole. But nobody puts a fragment for a fragment. She ain't shirayin la shiroyin. There's no fragment for a fragment, and therefore it is tar. Again, we want to remind you that tonight we cannot count now, but it's a big mitzvah tonight to make sure to count whenever we come to siyuma shel mitzvah, to a siyum of a mitzvah. It's a very big simcha. They used to give out cheesecakes to people that finished the counting. It's a nice minig. We should recall that minig. What? Also, I want to remind everybody that we do not have a very big oilam here for Yom Tov, so please support our minyanim throughout the Yom Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.